Welcome to our show. Welcome to the pre-show. Running a little late. Running just a little titsy witsy bit late. It's going to be all right. So, okay. Yeah. Today's Thursday. Wicks DraftKings Thanksgiving promo. Got it, man. I got it. Welcome to the show. There, that's my welcome for you. If you want to watch this shit or listen to this shit, you're gonna get it in all of its glory. What do I think of you? You just heard it. Putin remains the most powerful person in the world. How are you figuring on that? Do you understand that in terms of just sheer firepower, we could fucking wipe their motherfucking asses off the face of the earth? Just in terms of the infrastructure, too. Well, how is that? So, just all, if Obama was crazy enough to push the fucking button, they'd be wiped their fucking ass in a war of attrition. They're done. So, however, Forbes reveals its ranking of the world's most powerful people, and it just can't get enough of Vladimir Putin. The Russian president has topped Forbes list. Well, that's interesting. Third year in a row.
Well, I think that Vladimir Putin is very, I think he's fascinating. He really is. He lifts weights.
Yes.
And, but I'll get to it, General. Don't rush me.
All right, I'm waiting to hear the rationale for this.
I'll give it to you. Vladimir Putin, Phil, is a very fascinating man. He is a man of great, he lifts weights.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I'll kill someone, bud, and you'll be number one.
Yeah, he's a badass, man. Putin is. Oh, it's TV. I'm listening to. There we go. Some shitty movie I got on. Oh, today I get to go to Disney. Get to go to LA Studios and record another episode of 7D. And I highlight that because it's just a blast to do these characters. I get to ad-lib these characters. Man, wait till you... When you hear this motherfucker come out, bitch, I'm probably going to win a fucking Emmy. I'm probably going to win a motherfucking... If they gave an Emmy out, the motherfuckers would do cartoon voices, you know. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. But if they did, bitch, that shit is mine. That fucking Emmy is mine. I got that. I got this because I got that. I got that and I got this. This I got. I'm stuck with this. This I'm stuck with. Look at that Sandy Dennis. Oh, Evelyn, where is she? Evelyn, baby. Evelyn, honey. Here goes my honey. Oh, here she is. Here is our girl. You're not, why, those of you who don't have Phil TV, you miss the marvelousness of Stephanie Simmons. She's very visibly pregnant, and she wears these tight dresses, and she's got serious fucking breasts, and I can imagine. Well, of course, she's put on weight, you know, when I gotta see her when she's not pregnant, and she's probably just a skinny mini. Dig it? But here she is, and she's standing in front of the big traffic. She's extremely demonstrative, you know, she's always, I gotta tell you, she's everything that you would want a traffic woman to be, demonstrative, and giving us the update on how this shit's going to go, and you better watch out now. You know, a good traffic person on TV pretends like they give a real serious shit about what happens to us in the morning, right? And then if we... They're like a god. They hang over our day. Now, what is this? Oh, this is that stupid motherfucking cunt. Here's this fucking guy that beat the shit out of this dude, man, in the fucking Uber. Wait a minute. Wait, dude. Wait a minute, man. I got it. We'll get it.
If there's any spoilage, call Anderson.
You know, I'm not I'm not that person.
Oh, fuck you, pussy.
If people could understand that, I would really appreciate it.
Investigators say the 32-year-old was drunk and leaving a bar Friday when he began hitting Edward Caban repeatedly. Video shows Golden grabbing Caban's hair and slamming his head against a window. Just moments before, Caban said the man had become belligerent and refused to give him a drop-off address. Fearing for his safety, he said he turned his dash cam on Golden. We showed him Golden's interview. He doesn't believe it's sincere.
I don't trust him because I'm not sure he would feel the same way if this didn't go viral.
Right on.
He's crying because he's been outed.
Right.
Golden is facing charges of assault and disorderly conduct, and now he's being sued by Caban, who tells us he can't sleep and has anxiety and constant headaches. Golden had been working as an executive for Taco Bell. The company now says it's fired him and is encouraging him to seek professional help.
No shit.
New this morning, an earthquake hit the San Fernando Valley early this morning. The 3.4 magnitude quake was felt from Palmdale to Southgate.
3.4? That's for pussies, huh? One resident that ain't shit.
Reported feeling the tremors just before 3 this morning. So far, we have
one resident from Burbank reported feeling the tremors after they were told there had been an earthquake, and so they just, you know what, Rick? I think I felt that. All right. I'm an old earthquake veteran, as you probably all know. Campus stabbing spree. What the fuck is going on with motherfuckers? One of the things that is going on is that, you know, there's so much reporting of this shit. Oh, by the way, I got a book for you. This fucking book is fucking killer, man. This fucking book is so fucking great. It's called The... Hold on. The Rise of Anonymity, or The Rise of Anonymous. Hackers... Oh, wait a minute. God damn it. I better get the fucking title. Well, look, I'll give it to you later. I got to get the show on the road, man. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. But it is a great book. Hello, my ragtime gal. Somebody stole a dog, a shelter dog. And what are you going to do? Well, it's the goddamn dog. I can't do shit about it. Okay? So don't bug me. Can't save every motherfucking dog in the world, all right? Calls to dump Trump. Saturday Night Live. Don't have Trump on. Oh, here they are rehearsing. Impromptu wedding. Dump Trump.
What do you think about that, Phil? Do you think they should dump Trump?
I don't care.
You don't care about what?
He doesn't care about... I've got it, General. I don't care about the... He doesn't care about Saturday Night Live. I got it, General.
You don't care about Saturday Night Live?
No, I don't. I mean, I do, but I don't give a shit about... You know, I'm very grateful that guys like our good close personal friend Neil Hamburger has come out and said, in essence, I haven't seen Saturday Night Live since the ending of... See, he's a young guy. He can say that. If I say that, I sound like an old creep. A dirty old, greasy old...
Oh, my God, Phil, you're talking almost as if you're a pervert, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying you're talking like you got oily... You're putting your oily hands on somebody. No. This whole idea of dumping Trump, you can just kiss my bare ass on the main streets, on the main streets of the Maine. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. So, yeah, anyways, there's... The fuck? Blow it out your ass. Okay, that's thank you. Thank you. That's a new one from Ice Nine Kills. So do not. Ice Nine Kills. But our new formula, Ice 10, is great. I was not aware of how much acidity was in my stomach, says Jennifer from New Freedom, Pennsylvania, until I farted. And that is when Bob and everyone, I cleared the room out. It was wild. I also puked up something that only the alien would be proud of. And then I started brushing my teeth, and I realized that a lot of that was coming right off of the enamel. And there was something wrong with me. It's something desperately wrong. And I went to the doctor, and they said, try this. And I did, and it hasn't helped. Okay. J. Giles Band. I don't believe the J. Giles Band. This is a group that came out, and they were alleged to. J. Giles was riding the wave of blues popularity. J. Giles Band was riding the wave of the blues band, or if you will, the rhythm and blues, or if you will, or if you won't, the blues. Everyone had the blues. Everyone was just fucking full of the blues. Were they depressed? No, they weren't depressed. They had the blues, man. You don't have to necessarily beat. In fact, you can have the blues and be dancing your fucking ass off, getting drunk and, hoisting women and throwing women in the air. So you're not depressed? No. Then what is the blues? I don't know, man.
I don't know what the blues is, Phil. The blues is the blues.
Look, Margaret, you're starting to really tighten people's jaws.
Well, they'll have to live with that, won't they?
So anyway, we had all these great blues. You know, we had Paul Butterfield, of course, boom. Charlie Musselwhite, of course, boom. And then came the English bands. A couple of them. You know, John Mayall. Fleetwood Mac early on, not bad, but nothing that I would write home about. And then came the pop version of that, and that's what J. Giles was. That then came the top 40, almost verging on teeny bopper version of that. And I remember my good buddy Rob, well, I won't give his last name because he's still hoofing around in Orlando, Florida. And he's married, and he has God knows how many kids now. So, you know, I don't want his kids to look at him and go, God damn, Dad. But his last, no, I won't. But Rob came, we were rooming together. We were renting a house together. He came back one day with the J. Giles Band. He had an album, J. Giles Band. And I remember trying to get into it and thinking, boy, this poor motherfucker. You know, they came out with a song called First I Look at the Purse. They were all covers of really big R&B songs that no white 16-year-old or 17-year-old kid had ever heard before, so let alone most any other white people, to be honest with you, outside of the major urban centers, outside of the major bohemian quarters of the major urban centers. And I heard this thing. I went, no, man, no, I can't get with that. He goes, what do you think? No, 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 man. Come on, man, it's good. No, I can't get with that shit. No, no. He said, well, listen, first I look at the purse, No, later for that shit, man. So, that was the end of the J. Giles Band in my world. And then they came out with poppy little things, like Centerfold, and, you know, my angel is a centerfold, that kind of shit. And then J. Giles wound up marrying, or not J. Giles, but Peter Wolfe, the lead singer of J. Giles. J. Giles was actually just the rhythm guitar player. They just named it after him because he had a cool name. They were going to call it the Peter Wolfe Band. That sounded like just a disastrous thing. So they named it. But anyway, what's his ass? Peter Wolfe wound up marrying Faye Dunaway. I wonder, are they still married? They can't possibly be. It's impossible. All right. That would be a cool one. Margaret's Whatever Happened To. First, I look at her purse. I get up in the morning. fuck me, man. God damn, dude. All right, we ready? God almighty. What is this? Jay Giles. No, man. Freeze frame. Must have got lost. All this shit. All this shit. Best of Jay Giles. Yeah, okay. Whatever, man. Here. Where's the goddamn song, motherfuckers? Obviously, they didn't put it on any of their fucking live albums because it just blew. Ain't Nothing But a House Party. That's another one they did. That's another one they did, you know. Hey, bitch, where's this motherfucking album, man? Best of the Jay Giles Band. Yeah, here we go, man. Sucks. To me, it sounds like shit. But then I could just be, it could be just me. Just a big ass fucking goddamn grousy motherfucker, you know? That's all I am. That's all I'll ever be. Just a grousy ass motherfucker, you know? And I don't have, what do you want to call it? Yeah, man, I'll try to give you a look at what this goddamn motherfucker looked like. This goddamn. Add to your wish list. Yeah. If I want to die from a cerebral hemorrhage brought on by the collapsing of both eardrums and the eventual crushing of the interior arterial interior, you see. First, I look at her purse. Some fellas like to take a girl, kiss her on the lips. Some fellas like to be a squirrel. And then another thing they do.
Good morning, it's the Phil Henry Show. This song will figure prominently in today's broadcast.
Yes, thank you, Phil. This is the Jay Giles Band, and this is First I Look At...
What?
And some fellas look at the eyes.
I'm gonna kill him, Phil.
What?
I don't like the idea that he's about to drop some word that is filth-ridden.
Some fellas look at the clothes.
Cool.
Dig me.
Yeah.
I don't care if the eyes are red. I don't
care if the eyes are red. Man, you definitely are a forgiving guy. All right, well, I'm ready to boo. Well, I'm not really, but do we have a choice? Oh, I know what I gotta do. I know what I gotta do. Daily audio. What's the deal here, man? You know, why can't it be FGH? There we go. Restaurant. All right, man. I'm almost ready, man. Don't fuck with me, man. I'm almost ready. God, man. Oh, everybody's always fucking jumping my shit, man. You know? Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartache. Yeah, man, it's gonna be fun today, Jack.
Important discovery, I'd have to say. The Mickey Mouse. Well, the Mickey Mouse tape, Mr. Henry. Well, Mr. Henry, I think it's a very important Mr. Henry, I think it's a very important discovery, the Mickey Mouse film. Because the Mickey Mouse... it's a very important discovery, Mr. Henry, the Mickey Mouse film.
Yeah, all right, man. R.C. Collins. The Anonymous book is a new book. Yes, we got Jake Isles. Oh, as you like to hear them, Lou Dickey, who is the head of Cumulus Broadcasting, which is at one time, you're going to love that, man. Copy.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this song will figure prominently in today's broadcast. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Jesus.
All right, bud. Are we ready? I think we're ready. And if we're not, it doesn't much matter. It doesn't much matter now, does it? All right. I'm doing the show here with my nose in the with my nose in the hammock. Oh, have pre-show, pre-roll.
Pre-roll.
Ah, motherfucker, I forgot to get my goddamn... Fuck! I forgot to get my fucking DraftKings fucking team together, bitch. Motherfucker. It tomorrow. All right, y'all. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and